Throughout the year, we have been talking about why now is a good time to consider a PC refresh, and we've talked about the benefits you can receive from making the move to new PCs that are equipped with Windows 7, things like boosting productivity and making systems management easier. I'm James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we're speaking with Evan Flaherty. He is a systems administrator at Custom Disability Solutions, who recently finished a complete desktop refresh with the help of PC Connection. CDS, located in South Portland, Maine, is a division of Reliance Standard Life Insurance Company. CDS offers reinsurance solutions and underwriting, claims, and marketing services to health and life insurance carriers. Evan and the CDS IT team worked with PC Connection to evaluate, select, and then configure 150 new desktop systems, yielding immediate improvements in performance, productivity, and user satisfaction. And Evan, thanks for joining us today and sharing your story.
Oh, thank you, James. It's great that somebody wants to hear it.
Well, we do, and a lot of folks are going to be doing in the coming year what you have completed, and that is a PC refresh. Take me back to what led to the project. Give me maybe, you know, one or two of your main drivers that led you and team to say, we need to refresh these desktops.
Our main driver was that we were on the Windows 2000 professional operating system still.
Whoa.
And so probably not for the faint of heart to jump from Windows 2000 to a Windows 7 platform, but as you know, I mean, it was absolutely a necessity to do so. Our biggest reason was we didn't do it earlier was that we had to focus a lot on our back-end infrastructure, and our PCs and our clients kind of took a back seat to all that.
I can imagine they did. Were you just spending just an insane amount of time patching those machines, trying to keep them kind of limping along? I mean, did your infrastructure on the PC front get that bad where it was just a constant headache?
Yes. I mean, hardware-wise and also mainly compatibility-wise, we're running into a lot of Microsoft Office incompatibilities and a lot of browser incompatibilities, too. So that was a main thing that slowed a lot of our workforce down.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what was it? What were some of the kind of improved capabilities that you were, fingers crossed, hoping you would get out of going through a major upgrade?
I mean, the number one enhancement would be the speed, not only of just, you know, brand new top-of-the-line machines, but obviously a more slimmed-down, streamlined operating system. And also a big part of that, the compatibility issues we were running into, and the enhanced security that Windows 7 offers. So those were all big drivers that we were hoping for.
All right. And we'll spend a lot of time on our chat today kind of timelining things, and I want to get into the first timeline here. How long did it take you to get to the point where you were going to say, okay, we are now pulling the trigger, we need to do a PC refresh project? Did you and team, and maybe tell me a little bit about your team. Was it you and a few others? Was it just you? How long did it take you to really say, okay, now's the time, we've got to make the move?
Right. Well, there was three of us working on this project mainly, and like I said, one of the biggest dilemmas we ran into was that it was, you know, too late to go to XP, but we didn't want to move to Vista for obvious reasons.
Right.
So we really had to limp along on 2000 for a bit, but it offered us a lot of time to do work on in the front side of it, is getting all our in-house applications to work, which was also one of our other biggest problems, that we 90% of our applications, our claims applications, underwriting applications, and rating applications were all built in-house. So it's not as easy as taking some out-of-the-box software that's already compatible. We had to make sure these things ran and ran correctly, or rewrite some of them or repackage some of them.
So that was what you did, kind of your early groundwork work, laying the foundation to then move to the new PCs. Did you go in, once you made the decision to do the refresh, did you go in with, we want this brand, we want these types of features and services, or did you kind of just go out to PC Connection and say, hey, we need to do this, what do you got?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, we've always been an IBM Lenovo shop here, so we knew we wanted to stick with that brand. You know, obviously adding a 3-year warranty was key for us, just for the life cycle of the machines. It's nice to have. But we relied a lot on PC Connections to help us with our budgeting. You know, we presented them with what we were willing to spend, and then to have them do the groundwork and find the best machines for us. And that's where they really played a big part. My account rep was great at, you know, taking the time to really look into some of his partners and partnerships with Lenovo and find out when they had deals coming up, especially with the quantities that we were ordering. So that allowed us, you know, they did a lot of the legwork, and then when we found the best deal, we were able to just pull the trigger on it.
And machine-wise, again, I think we mentioned in the beginning here, about 150 new machines or so is what you guys were going to roll out?
Yes.
All right. Yep. What once you contacted the team and said, all right, hey, we got a PC refresh we want to do, again, give me a little timeline. How long did it take for them to come back and say, okay, based on what you want, staying with Lenovo, you want extended warranties, et cetera, how long did that take to come back and present you with a package and say, well, this is what we think is going to work for you?
Oh, not long at all. A few phone calls here and there. I mean, we had to tweak our specifications a little bit for our budget and for those reasons, but it was a really short turnaround time. And then the machines that we wanted were built by spec from Lenovo, so that took a little bit of time for them to build them and send them over, but we needed all that time anyway to do some of our last-minute planning and training on this end.
Now, when you got the machines, did you have to do a lot of like the imaging and the configuration? Was that done for you? What input did you have on that?
That was actually the best part about this whole project, is that something that I didn't even realize that PC Connection offered as a service was that they image all the machines for us. And when I heard that they did that completely changed my whole timeline of when I was planning this project, because we don't now have to spend the time of, you know, unboxing all these machines, finding a place to store them, hooking them up. You know, imaging a machine takes at least half hour probably to do the whole thing, and it really gave us the time to focus more on rolling out the machines, because all we'd have to do is pull them out of the box, plug them in, have the user log in, do a quick configuration. And we could spend a lot more time with the users, because it's kind of a daunting thing, is having a new machine put in front of you. So we were able to really address the problems as they came up and really help the users out and spend some time doing that. And also the cost. I was really surprised at the cost of imaging each machine. It was an absolute no-brainer, because just the fact of the licensing, if you use Acronis or Ghost Imaging, just the license alone for each machine that you're going to image is, you know, 2 to 3 times that. So that was a huge piece of, and actually made our project really successful, just having that service done for us.
Well, excellent. Yeah, cost savings, and obviously the time savings for your team there. Let's go back to once we made the decision to go forward with the PC refresh, you reach out to your account manager. From that point to final kind of rollout, did you do it in a staged rollout? Did you do it in one kind of, hey, here are 150 machines, let's get them up and running? And how long did that all take?
Right. Well, we decided to use a staged approach. Obviously, when we got our final image completely done the way we wanted to, we sent that off to PC Connections, and they sent us 5 test machines. That way we could just dot our I's, cross our T's, and then we did the rollout in stages of 50. Just because it was nice to, you know, space-wise and just easier to wrap your head around, just doing smaller increments was very helpful. And I think the physical rollout of actually, you know, placing the machines on the desktop, it took us about maybe 2 months, and a lot of that time wasn't just the time setting them up. It was more just coordinating the best time for the users, when it would be good for them. So we kind of had some downtime waiting for some of the departments.
Gotcha. Hey, after those 5 test units came in, much that you had to tweak around with, or was that a real quick little process before the 50-50-50 started rolling in?
Not really. The one problem we ran into were some of the video cards. We were at first trying to save a little bit of money going with a third-party video card that didn't seem to completely play nice with some of the Windows 7 features, some of the Aero features, and we decided to use a Lenovo card. And that was another great thing that the PC Connection rep helped us out with, is that, you know, using some of the Lenovo-branded memory and the Lenovo-branded cards, also, if you have any warranty issues, then that's crossed off right there. But if you use third-party stuff, sometimes you can run into some trouble. And purchasing that many machines, that was the last thing we wanted to to deal with is showstopper like that.
As we sit here talking today, what are, did you get the improvements you were looking for? And what's the one or two things that either you did expect and you got, or maybe were like bonuses that, hey, I didn't really expect this, but this is a major win that we got for doing this refresh.
I mean, the major win was the imaging done from PC Connection. That was, you know, the biggest improvement. And then also the speed that the users really, really loved the new operating system and the new machines. Like I said, because we weren't able to focus on the users for so long that it was really great to have them just, you know, the productivity gains that they were having and the speed of logging in the morning and the way their applications, they could just snap through everything. And it was nice.
And what about you and your IT team in terms of managing, just ongoing management of the systems now? Do you feel a lighter load now that you've gone through the refresh? I'm hoping you say yes.
Most definitely. I think my boss jokes around, calls us the Maytag men now, because we just get to sit up with our feet up and not do as many running around and swapping failing hard drives and trying to work on the compatibility issues with, you know, some of the newer Microsoft Office documents.
Very cool. Let's give it a grade. I like doing this, going back to, high school, college, whatever you want. Pick a grade for the project, A through F. We all know the system.
Right. I would have to most definitely say it would be an A, just from the feedback we've received from the users. And just the fact that there'd be many nights when this project was going on or in the beginning stages of it that I think I would wake up and just wonder why something hasn't gone wrong yet. And it never did. And that was almost the scariest part, was that it went so easy that I was waiting for that one big showstopper moment, but we didn't have any of that.
All right, good stuff. I want you to leave, before I let you run, Evan, leave the our listeners here with one or two top tips that they should think about, advice, if you will, when they're considering a PC refresh, the move to Windows 7, whether they're on the older machines like you were, even if they're on XP machines making the jump. I mean, XP is still, 7-8 years old. Anyway, again, final tips, something that they should really consider, think about, as they undertake a project like this.
Sure. The biggest tip I would say is do a lot of planning up front, really fine-tuning your image, making sure everything works, like I said, beforehand, so the users don't have that bad taste in their mouth. You don't have to go back and touch everyone's machine for something that was missed or forgotten. And once you do all that work beforehand, it was great to just let PC Connection do the rest of it with the imaging, because it really allowed us to just unbox the machine and then focus on helping our users out and make sure, they were comfortable with, with all their new software and hardware. So those would be the two main things, is really dialing in that image at the beginning and then having PC Connection image all your machines for you.
All right. Hey, really good stuff, Evan. Appreciate you taking time and sharing the story. Best of luck moving forward.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
And of course, a big thank you to all of you for listening as well. If you would like to learn more about Lenovo products and the professional services such as Windows 7 assessments and configuration services that are available from the PC Connection family of companies, you can do a few things. First off, contact your account manager. I also invite you to head online to govconnection.com or call toll-free 1-800-800-0019. If you prefer to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and that wraps up this installment of Connection Point.